Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis as we continue here in the second parak of Maseches Kilayim, parak Kol Sa'ah, which is all about in Yanei Kilay Zrayim. As we said, the first three parakim here or so of Maseches Kilayim, as well as the first couple of parakim in the Rambam, Hilchos Kilayim is all about Kilay Zrayim, and then after that we get to Be'ez Hashem Kilay HaKerem, that'll be in the fourth parak, Karachas HaKerem, and other related issues. So we're still talking about the Shiurim of Kilay Zrayim, 1/24th we said, most think of 1/24th exactly, 1 to 23 would be usser in terms of the Shiurim, but some things go by a different Shiur. We mentioned Zerone Gina, which are usually planted more sparsely, and Pishton, which is usually planted more densely, those two would go by 1/24th of what's usually planted in the area, not by what is actually there. So the Gemara just, what we're up to, just gives an example of those shiurim for Pishton. HaPishta b'tvua mitzarefes v'chulu, the bottom of Yud Beis M'Beis. So the Gemara says, Shloshes revayim shal Pishton osrim b'sa'ah. Three revayim of Pishton, the flax seed, that would aser in sa'ah, in a sa'ah of regular common seed. That's explaining the how much the 1/24th would be. Hey Chavida, what's the example of this? Asar, de Zara, Rova, de Chitim, a place that usually is planted a Rova of Chitim. A Rova, again, is 1/24th of a Beis Sa'ah. A place that's usually planted a Rova of Chitim. If you want to plant flax in there, Pishton, Zara, Tilta, Rovin, de Pishton. We changed that girsa. One plants three Rovas is 1/24th. Of the Zera Pishton planted in a Beis Sa'ah normally, and that's just examples of the Shi'urim that the Mishnah says. Okay, so now we get back to the next Mishnah and a new topic. Haisa Zadeu Zeruachitim. What happened if my field is full of wheat? I planted wheat in there, and then all of a sudden I realize it's not a good year for wheat. Maybe I want to have a switch. I want to rotate, because sometimes the we were first to talk about that there was a rotation of the farmers. One year you plant A, one year you plant B, then A, B, and then I did the wrong one. Whatever it is, I planted chitim and now, but nimlach lazor sa'or. I want to plant sa'or, I want to plant barley. But there are wheat seeds already in the ground. So what do? I could just rip them out right now. I could just plant on top of it. What do? Yam tin la chiatalia, or asha tatlia. I have to wait until the seeds, tatlia becomes literally wormy, they disintegrate, they germinate, the seeds themselves start going into the ground and start doing what they're supposed to do by growing. Only then the seed is so delicate, in a delicate state, so that if I would rip it all out and uproot it, so then it wouldn't grow anymore. V'yofach, then turn it over. V'yacharkach yizra, and then I should plant the barley. If I did it too early, if I did it beforehand, if I did it right when the seed is still strong, if I turn over the dirt, then the seed is just going to move, and it's still going to grow. It's still strong, right? Only if it started to grow, and then it germinated and it was matliya, so then it's weak enough that if I move it, so then it would stop growing. That's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. V'yofach achar sheyatliya yachrosh. De'im yachrosh kodem sheyatliya, if I plow before it disintegrates, efsha sheyatzmichu zare chita. The chita could still grow. V'nimsa kilayim imasaorin. So then that would be kilayim with the barley that I want to plant now. Aval achar shematliya, but there are klau, but once it started to disintegrate and germinate, hacharisha okeres hakol v'shuv ein matzmiach. So then the harisha, the plowing, would be oker and it wouldn't be matzmiach, because again harisha is done and that would usually soften the earth, but here the harisha is being done to ruin, to take out what was put in. That would work better if it is the zriya already turned into tliya. Remember the beginning of that Mishnah in Klal Gadol with all the Avos Malachos talks about the order of Zeriah and Harisha. We know the first 11 Malachas there of Sidur Depas are in order exactly how it goes. So the Gemara there talks about why is Zeriah before Harisha. Harisha is usually first, right? You soften the earth and then you put the seeds in. So where I said we're talking about a place in Eretz Yisrael that's very hard earth. So first you have to plow and then you have to seed and then you have to plow again in order for the seeds to get in there. So again, it's the relationship between the two. Those are the two early malachos. But here we're using the harisha and the haficha to rid the field of the wheat seeds. That is what you're supposed to do. Im samcha. And what happens if they started growing already? So, lo yomar ezra v'yachar kach ofach. Don't say that, well, first I'm going to put in the new seeds of the barley, and then I'll rip out the growths of the wheat. Right? That would be easier for a person. Why? Because then, in the same act of ripping out the growths of the wheat, I'll be covering up the seeds of the barley. So it'll be easier for me. No, you can't do that. Even though it's going to save you tircha. Elahofev yachar kach zorea. First you have to rip out the wheat seeds, and then you can put in the barley seeds. Says the Rosh Sirlio. Ezra v'yachar kach ahafoch. V'yoeli, right, why would you want to do that first? V'yoeli levatel azriya shel chitim. U'lechasos azera shari zorea. Because that will help me. In one fell swoop, I'll be able to ruin the chitim and cover up the barley. No, you can't do that. Because it looks like you're planting. First you have to rip up, and then you plant the new seeds, and then you can turn over the dirt in order to cover it. So first you have to get rid of the old, and then you can put in the new. Kama yehei charish, right? How, or choresh, how thorough, and how much do I have to plow over? I have to get out every wheat seed, right? How much do I have to be choresh to show? Look at the Mara folder. V'kam yechoresh misha hafach shelo tomar shehu mechuyev lahafoch v'lachrosh tlamim ktanim smuchim zel hazeh. Do I have to get rid of like every single inch of this field? I have to get out. Maybe it relates to what we said earlier, that you're allowed to have a tiny little amount of seed, less than 1/24. So here, if you ripped it out, you have to get out every little seed. So the Mishnah says, no, ketalmei haravia, like the furrows that are left after the first rains. Ketalmei haravia, rat marafolda, sheregilin lachrosh tlamim gedolim, achar sheyarad haravia. I usually do these furrows. We'll see how wide they are in between. They have a little bit of space in between. You don't have to furrow every inch and every very close to each other. It could be a certain level of harisha, but it doesn't have to be so thorough. Again, leaving the shear of ketalme harivia, which leaves space in between the furrows. The Gemara will talk about exactly how much space. Abishal says a different shear, not about the width of the furrows, how much you can leave space in between, but how much of the field do you have to work? Abishal omer, kidei shelo yishai rova lebeisah. You can't leave an area of a rova to a beisah that is undone, that is not charush at all. So you can't leave that, like 1/24th of a beisah. You have to leave less than that in the corner. You have to do your whole area, and that's the amount that you're allowed to leave in the corner that is undone. Good. We'll see the Gemara talks about this really relating to two issues, the Tadakama and Abishal. Tadakama is how close together the furrows have to be in the field. And Abishal talks about how much you're allowed to leave after making those furrows. Good. Adkama himatlas. How do you measure when the germination starts? That the Mishnah says you have to leave it until it disintegrates a little bit, and only then rip it out. Because too early, it would just move the seeds and wouldn't ruin them. As long as it's within the ground for 3 days, bimakom hatina, in a moist place. If it's 3 days in a moist place, so then it starts germinating then, because moisture causes it, obviously, to move faster. Aval, the next word, according to some, is in, according to some, is not, avalo, bimakam agrid, but in a dry place, bayahi yeser. Then it needs more, because dry it causes it to germinate slower, and therefore you would need more. Makam agrid, we know that lashon, we know from Arashi. Remember the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, where the pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu v'ani b'voivi padan mesa alai Rachel be'eretz Kenan baderech. Right, Yaakov Avinu says that Rachel died. Ba'od kivras ha'aretz lavo efrata. What does that mean? B'vo'od kivras ha'aretz. Rashi quotes, v'ani b'voivi padan, af b'sheni ani matriach alecha. Lo licheni likavev eretz Kenan. Even though Yaakov tells his son Yosef that I am making you, I am b'matriach you to bury me in eretz Kenan. V'lo kachasisi le'imcha, I didn't do this to your mother, my wife. Shari samach lebeis lechem meisa. She died near beis lechem. Kivras eretz midas eretz. Ve'im apayim ama kimidas tchum shabbos. V'lo tomar she'ikvu alai ha'geshamim, and don't say that the rain prevented me from taking her, says Yaakov. Mila holicha ulekavra bechevron. Don't say that protected me. Eis hagrid haya. It was Eis Hagrid, same Lashon. Shahar, it was a dry season. Shaharetz chalula umenakeves kikvara. It was very dry and arid, and there were holes in the ground. It wasn't moist at all. Same Lashon that the Mishnah uses, the Gemara uses here. Vek Bereshah, let's just finish the Rashi. V'lo alachtiya afilu lebeis lechem lachnisa la'aretz. Right, it seems like where she was buried was not considered Eretz Yisrael at that time. V'yadati sheish belibcha lai taromes, aval da'alacha shapia diber kverti Hashem. I listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wanted me to bury her there. Shetehei le'ezra lebaneha, kishe yigala osam nuvuz radon. Right, so when nuvuz radon exiles them during Bayis Rishon, v'hayu ovrim derach sham, and they will pass there, yatzas rachal akiv. Hashem wanted her to be in a place where she would be able to daven for them. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven when we're in pain. Uboche umevakeshes aleim rachamim, and she cries for them, as it says in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, Kol Barama Nishmag Rachel Mivaka Al Baneha. Yekadosh Baruch Hu Meshiva Yisachar Lefulaseichnu Mashem V'Shavu Banim Ligvulam. So that is where we see Grid comes up in a Rashi, right? And that's why it's here within 3 days. It takes 3 days for the in a moist area for the seed to germinate and to start to disintegrate, but in a drier it would need more days. V'Tani Kain, and the Brisa continues, it says Miksa Sayom Kikulo. You don't even need 3 complete days. You don't need 72 hours, right? Just at least part of the days. Mix as yom kakulo, that's enough to be what you need. Bimaka matina, as we said, in a moist place. Says the Gemara, let's just finish this and then we'll talk about Mixas Hayom, Vimsib Chavor, Behemto, Lohotocha. What if you did, it started growing, and then you brought your animal down there, Vikirtamasa, and the animal started eating, right, the Barafolda, Lichachta, Vichatachta, Habehema, right, it started licking and grazing and cutting, so then Arizim Muteris, then it's Mutter. That is Buddha, right when the animal started. Why is that? Says the 2 days. Rav Chaim Kidievsky says here, because once the animal is there, said, you know, the animal is, it's not going to grow again. The animal is going to destroy it while the animal, eats. The animal's eating is going to cause it not to ever grow again. The Maharas Ilyo says it's more of a simen. More of a simen. Da'afkure mafkula. If you brought the animal in, that obviously you don't want it to grow there. You're using it for his fodder. It's not going to grow there. But last time mishum zorea kilayim umitul zroba minacher. Once the animal starts eating there, the animal's going to take care of it, and you've shown that you've been megaladas. Not just physically, it's not going to grow. You've been megaladas. He's not interested in it anymore. Mitzvah of Kakulo is a big important topic. If you look in Be'ikve Hatzon in Simon Yud Zayin, he has a whole piece on it where he starts off. He ends up talking, he's quoting from Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush, but he quotes there from the Gilyon Yashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel, and Nazir Dafei quotes from the Maharami Panu, who asks, why don't we say Mitzvah Kakulo by every Shabbos of every Yantif? Right, Shabbos morning, Mixas Yemkakula. What do we see Mixas Yemkakula usually? In the morning, you had Mixas Hayom, the last day of Shiva, Mixas Yemkakula. Okay, it counts as day 7. Or if somebody becomes a Nida, a half an hour before Shkia, that counts as day 1. Mixas Yemkakula at the end. So you could have Mixas Yemkakula at the beginning, like in Avel. If the burial takes place a half an hour before Shkia. So yeah, but in Avel, you could have it both. Right, at the beginning and at the end. A Nida could have it at the beginning, at least. So, ask for Marami Panu, why don't you say it by every Shabbos and Yontif? Mixas Yemkakula. And Rabbi Yosef Engel says, why? Because Shabbos and Yontif are good things. And Mixas Yemkakula is only said by, so to speak, negative, tame things. The Dafke Binyani Tuma va'avelus Amin Hachi Bechtelu Ma'it Bahem. Right? Nidan Avelus, Ava Binyani Kedusha, Binyani Simcha, Ein Zeben Anachon. But positive Kedusha and Simcha, it's not appropriate to say Mixas Yemkakula. You don't want to be take away the other Abba. Menorah Lahosa Bichalal Hakodesh. Right? You have to be Mosif. Ulazero Meis Akosiv Malei Shavuazos. Malei Shavuazos. Fill this. That's what the Mara Mipanu says. And the Rebbe of Engel argues on that and wonders, he says, what about Nazirus? Nazirus is a davar shebekdusha. Okay, machlok. Maybe it's talking machlokas bishonim, machlokas tanaim about whether a nazir is a kadosh or a chote. Right, comes up in a few places in Shas and ends up being a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam focuses on the nazir being a chote, beginning of Hilchas Deos, where the Rambam says, quotes the Yerushalmi, lo dayecha masha asra Torah. It's not enough what the Torah asks, we have to be most dvar machirim, right? A nazir is not a good thing. And that's why, according to the Rambam, a nazir brings a karban chatas at the end of his nazirus, because he shouldn't have put himself. It's a b'dieved situation. While the Ramban is more positive in terms of looking at the nazir, and he said he comes up with his chiddush, if you remember, in Parshas Naso, that a nazir brings a chatas because he has now decided not to be a nazir anymore. And that's why a nazir brings a karban chatas at the end of his nazirus. But either way, there are those that say a nazir is a kadosh. Rabbi Yosef Engel wonders, nazirus is about kadusha, and still it says, by nazirus you say mixas yam kagulo. So that is why Rabbi Yosef Engel does not like that answer. But Rav Shachter here quotes from Rav Salvechik, who says, mixas yam kagulo only applies when there is a milos. What does milos mean? Milos means whenever you have a period of time to count. A period of time, not an objective calendaric day. You can't say mixi and kukulo if it's the eighth day of the month. Right? The 8th day of the month, you need, that's the 8th day of the month. You can't shorten the 8th day of the month. But if you have a certain period of days to count personally, that's where you would say it. V'nira lefarish, de'inyin ziva va'avelus v'cherem einam yamim hakavuim beluach. Those aren't set days on the calendar. Ela no safim heim al haluach v'shayachim dafka la'adam azeh b'frat. Right? They are additional countings, not just on the calendar, and they are specific for each person. V'dafka b'kiyah gavna shayach lomer mixiyam kagula. You say mixiyam kagula only when it's a personal series that an individual has to count. Aval b'shabas v'yantif mashayach lomer mixiyam kagula. You don't say the Shabbos and Yantiv. That's sofa yomu adayin Shabbos for adayin Yantiv l'gat l'fi aluach. Right, so therefore it's personal. So here too, the fact that the Gemara applies it here, kelayim yud gimel, it's a personal counting my seeds that I put in. It's not like a calendaric day. It's my seeds that I put in. That's what you would say. And he says maybe that's what you would say. He says v'chein nirali l'gabi tishabav. Tishvav, it says in Titus Chavtes Magalgan Chobel Yom Chayiv Bishachar Beis Hamikdash Veshnia, and then it says the night when they came back on Tishvav was the Meraglim Armlam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Atem Bechisa Mechiyah Shochinam Vani Kovei Alachem Mechiyah L'Doros. Right, I'm going to give you something to cry about, and the Gemara says, Bar Yisrael, the Islay Dina Badi Nachri, if somebody has a Din Torah with a non-Jew, Ushtavim Mine Da'av, don't do it in Av, better not do it in Av. Dereya Mazlei. The Rea Masley. Harei Lahedya explains Big Gatzon. She'in niyug avelus b'tishav avlo domi l'sharni yuhugi avelus. Sha'al pi mikre ira shemes ploni. Right, it's, the b'tishav is not just about, it just happened to work out today. If somebody dies, generally, so it was b'mikre, they died on this day. B'mikre, so to speak. It wasn't that this day was screaming out to have the tragedy on that day. Oshin is nada almoni bizbanahu. Veinam yamim kavuim beluach. Generally, a yard side or even a shiva. No, it just so happened. Elakach irapi mikra shachal inyan azeb hahu bizbanahu. Umemela, you can say mixi makula when it comes to any personal shiva, or the like. But Tishabav, it's a day in the luach. It's a day in the luach that's nikva for pranis. And a day in the luach, you can't say mixi makula. That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is like it's a yontif, so to speak, in that way. Besides the fact that we say it's going to be a yontif deep down, but that's that. Also related to this is another issue. We talk about it a little bit later, and that is nihugim of zava. We know on a daraisa level, a zava has to be v'safrala. V'safrala, she counts 7 days. She counts 7 days. In her 7 days, that she also has to do a bedika during those 7 days. And this adds, without getting to too many details here, but this adds another element that Rav Salvechik said. Not just that it only applies to a malos, it only applies to a personal counting, but also you need to have some type of positive nihug during that time. You need a nihug that you can label, this took place during that during that moment. If you don't have any nihuge, whatever, nihuge avelos, nihuge nida, so then you would not say mixas yom kukulo there. And this is how Rav Soloveitchik explained the question that the Mefarshim deal with in Yaradeya in Shin Sadihei. When the Mefarshim deal with mixas yom kukulo, we say by Shiva, and we also say by Shloshim, but we don't say it by Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, we say, has to be a full, that 12th day you would have to fulfill. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Sadihei, Kivan Sha'amdu Menachemim Me'etzel Avel B'Yom Shvi, once the Menachemim have left the Avel on the morning of day 7, Mutter B'Kol Advarim Sha'asar B'Tok Shiva. Though he's Mutter, Shiva's over. To Mixas Ayom Kikulo. Loshna Mixas Yom Shvi, Loshna Mixas Yom Shloshim, or Shloshim. Kivan Sha'anetzel Chama B'Yom Shloshim, Bitzlu Mimenu Gzeiras Gzeira Shloshim. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. Rama adds, "Ubedinas Elu Sheinam Menachemim Regilim Lavo B'Yom Shiva." So Rachel Hamdan at Shah Shiregilim Menachemim Lavo B'Shar Hayamim. Dino La'Achri Yitzim Beis Hakneses Regilim Lavo Menachemim Kain Nirali. Fine, but then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Misha Meis Aviva Imo Barosh Chodesh Nisan Lo Amrinan B'Chavtes Ba'Adar Sha'acharav Mixas Yom Kukulo." You don't have to mix the kulo for the year, for the Yud Beis Chodesh. El Atzorach Linhog Dvar Masurim Yud Beis Chodesh Achi Karnis Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right, full. You don't say mixing of kulo on the last day. Why not? Why don't you say mixing of kulo on the last day? So the Taz quotes from the Chumash Sadeshen Reis Adi Beis. The Kol Shetoli B'Minyan Yamim Aminim Mixes Yom Ha'Acheron Kukulo. If something is about days, if days are the units that make up the count, so then you could say mixas hayom kukulo. If you have to count 7 days, so days are the unit of that, so 1 day out of 7, 1 day out of 30, then you say mixas yom kukulo. Mashekin ba'avelos tetuli b'yud beis chodesh, that's a din of months, it's not a din of days. It's a din of months, so then what, mixas ha-what kukulo? Mixas ha-month kukulo? Well, you would say the beginning of the 12th month, obviously you don't say that. So only mixas yom kukulo, the Torah Shema Peh tells us that's only when it's a din of days. Ba'avelo, ba'shege, ba'avelo, tutol, yud beis chodesh, te'bechol duchte, v'im kein, im tomer, mixas yom kukulo, lo yitzarach lezabar, aksaspat me'achodesh ha-achron, v'zev vadai eino. That you would not say, but that is what the Taz suggests for the reason of Mixas Hayom Kekula. But Rav Soloveitchik quoted here again in the Ikvei Atzon, no, because Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't have any Nihuge Avelis. It's only Isure Avelis. V'edim Mixas Hayom Kekulo, desagi b'nihug de b'tchilas hayom achron shalom alos, de geder chiev Avelis de Shiva hainu, shi'navel ha'avelo atzatzmo b'nivel meruba. When it comes to Shiva, there's a positive uncomfortableness that has to be had. The geder chiev Avelis shloshim, shi'navel ha'avel atzatzmo b'nivel b'mixas. Achin geder Avelis yud b'eschodesh hainu, shi'imana ha'avel atzatzmo mimotaros, umita'anugim b'idunim. It's all about negative. Umayachar she'im ba'avelo zu shum nihug, right? There aren't any positive nihugim, just negatives. Dina ki zainim nida. Then it's similar to nida, to lo shayach lomar bu mixayim kukulo, right? I emphasized this before. Zava, you can say mixayim kukulo, but by nida, at the end, you've got to wait till the end of the day to go to the mikvah. The dafka bizava to buy nihug shall sphero bedika hu to shayach lomar mixayim kukulo, ach ba nida, to lo baye b'meshach zayin yomeh shum nihug, yef shalomar mixas hayom kukulo. And there's others, but again, that's an important, the yisod is, it only applies to a malos, and it only applies where there is a positive nihuk. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. So again, I needed to start germinating this seed that went in the ground. It has to grow a little bit in order to then my haficha be significant. So it has to be there for 3 days in a moist area, and you say mixiyim kakulo there. B'maka matina. And if the animal went in, so then that's good enough also, either because it's not going to grow anymore, or I was megaladaiti that I'm not interested in anything left in there. Kama ye chores v'chulo. My time of the Rabbanan. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan? We said the Rabbanan say that you don't have to be choreshit every spot, but you could leave some space in between. Kitalme haravia, like the furrows that a farmer does after the first rain. So my time of the Rabbanan, why is that? Mikiva chenosan daita lachrosh, because once I was megaladas and I was choresh, I feel a ratsaf, even if I didn't do it consecutively. I didn't do it in every spot. It's okay. That's good enough. See the Ma'arav folder. Afilu lo avad atzlamim ritzufim smuchim zeu etzel zu. Even if I didn't do it one right next to another, that's good. That's okay. This is good enough. And again, even if there'll be some wheat seeds in the middle, that wouldn't be considered a problem. Tani, the Tosefta says, the Marafolta takes out, and the Grot takes out Abishal Omer, because this is the sheets of the Rabbanan. We're continuing, and Abishal actually says something different in our Mishnah. So Eima Chayven also Lios Choresh Dak, El Ketelmi Aravia, right? You don't have to be Choresh Dak very finely and not leave any space in between, but you can, to quote the Marafolta's Lashon of the Tosefta, Choresh Charish Gasa, the opposite of Dak. Gasa, El Ketelmi Aravia, you can leave space in between, that is good enough. Continue. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Znav Hasus HaZinikres. It was called a type of furrowing that was called like the tail of a horse. Unclear exactly why it's called the tail of a horse, but what is it? Kedei, Shehe Sof Afer Shalzu Nogea Bezu, Sof Afer Shalzu Nogea Bezu. What makes furrow so that you take out the dirt from the furrow and you put it next to the furrow. So the Gemara says the two piles of dirt could touch each other. That's as much space as you can have in between two furrows. That you have the two piles of the dirt that are next to the furrows that are touching each other. So in other words, under the piles of dirt is an area that you didn't, you weren't choresh, you weren't hofech. But that's okay. That's okay. As long as you did what you did here with the tilmei revia, that is good enough. Good. My time at Abishol. So now, what's the reason that Abishol says you're allowed to leave an area as long as you don't leave so much? Mikimach hiskel barova dayo. Once you started into the last rova of the field of the Beisah, it's good enough, right? What did Abishol say in the Mishnah? As long as you don't leave a rova of the Beisah unplowed. So as long as you started into that last one, and what's left is less than that, so that's good enough. So the Gemara just clarifies. Ma Abishol. So what exactly is Abishol saying? Right, he says it has to be, again, the language of Abishol in the Mishnah was, Shelo Yishaer Rova. So is that saying you can't leave a Rova, you can't leave anything? That once you started doing the Rova, you also have to do everything? Ma Abishol Rabbi Yossi? Is it like the Rabbi Yossi that we had in the previous Mishnah? Remember Rabbi Yossi said in the beginning of the Perek that once you start taking out the more than 1/24th, then you have to go the whole way. Because once you started, if you leave some, then it'll appear like you're Mekayim. Right? Is that what you have to do? Is that what Abishol is holding, like Rabbi Yossi? Right? The Marafolda says that's the first possibility of understanding. Svirle, Hada Amar Kadeshalo Yo Yishayer, Rova Beisa, Hainu, Kavanaso, Avopachos Mize Yishayer, Elanomar de Kavanaso, Shalo Yishayer, Klau, Shafila Beis Robots or Klakwa Shalo Yishayer. You have to do the whole thing, like Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, no, that can't be. Kirabananu. No, the understanding that we think is like the Rabbanan. Right? The Rabbanan that say, that of the previous Mishnah, that you don't have to do everything. Once you do once you're mima'et, you can leave less. So to here, we assume that Abishol is like the Rabbanan of that previous Mishnah, that once you did into the Rova, the base, you don't have to finish the whole thing. To Rabbanan Amri, so now we say, Our Rabbanan, our Mishnah say, if you don't have to do it consecutively, furrows, you can leave space in between, that's okay, and that's agreed upon by everyone. And then we have an issue, and what about how much space left? Rabbi Yossi, in the earlier Mishnah, would say, here too you have to finish. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzorch L'Hashlam is called a Rova. He would say you have to finish the whole thing because once you start, you can't leave over or else it would be Nira Kimekayim Zraim Bekarim. So that's why you would have to do that according to Rabbi Yossi. So really, the Tzolomei Revia would be according to everyone. How much you can leave left, the Abishol would say you can leave as long as less than a Rova L'Beisah. And Rabbi Yossi applying Hishita from the first Mishnah into here, the second Mishnah, we would say you have to do that everything. Good. Next Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Mishnah Dalet. Zruva Nimlach Lita. What happens if I put seeds in the ground and now I want to be Noteya? I want to be Noteya trees. So what kind of trees? So we learned already. Kilai Zroim doesn't apply to trees unless it's grafting and there's no grafting being done here. So it must be. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah says, we're talking here about Gifanim. What type of netios? We're talking about Gifanim. Vines. And vines apply. Grapes and Yerakos and Tfua, that is Kilai Akarim. Right? Even if it's not grafted together. Only Kilai Zraim, so there, the trees have to be grafted in order for it to be Usser. That's the comment of the Tiferes Yisrael here on our Mishnah. He says, L'Rambam, let me just find it. He says, L'Rambam demutar la'ariv garine zra'im im zera ilanos. You're allowed to mix seeds together, lazaron ka'echad, mikoshkin lazra zra meitz lilanos. Surely, you're allowed to mix seeds together, surely to plant some things next to trees. Emken al-karcha chacha benetuag b'gefanim mairi. Gefanim. The ilu b'shar ilanos rak laharkivan zebaze aser. Right, so therefore, it must be talking about that. And they said, maybe the Rambam says this is aser because there's a chshash harkava. Tegam yarek v'ilan aser. Lesa, he says, I don't think so. That's only by a geza. Okay, but Pasha is talking about kefana. So says the Mishnah. If it's I have seeds and I want to plant kefanim there. Lo yomar etav achar kachofach. Same thing. I can't say, you know what, I'm going to plant these vines and then I'm going to rip out the seeds. Elahofa v'achar kach noteya. First, you have to rip out the seeds and then plant. Nituav nimlach lazara, same thing. What if there first you had vines there and now you want to put seeds there? Lo yomar ezra v'achar kach hasharish. Don't say I'm going to rip them out after. Ela mishayish v'achar kach zareil. First, you have to rip them out. Imratza or go mimad pachas mitefach. Or you can cut the trees down, cut the vines down to have less than a tefach there, vizoreya. If he has less than a tefach there, then that's good enough of the tree left. Vizoreya v'acharka misharish. If you have less than a tefach there, so then that's not going to grow again. And if it's not going to grow again, so therefore, then you're allowed a seed. Let's say time is of the essence in terms of the rainy season, whatever it is, and then you can rip out the rest. Then you can be misharish. The Gemara Baal Basra Daf Pema Beis quotes that if you buy lumber from someone, you have to leave. And you don't buy the whole trees, but you say you're going to cut off some trees, lumber from the trees, you have to leave at least a tefach, because that's called a tree. If it's less than a tree, it's okay, so here too. Leave less, it's considered a ripped out. Haisa sadeh zerua canvas aluf. If you have canvas or loof planted in your field, these are things that only grow, it takes like 3 years to grow. So what happens, could I plant something in this field, and I'm gonna harvest it even before the other things even start growing? Right, so it's not going to be kilayim. You can't do that. Lo yezareo bal gabayan. You can't do that. Rav Chaim Gadevsky says sheinu matzbiach elo la'achar gimel shanim v'imzar aluf lo yomar. Don't say ezareo al gabayan. The exer term she gets miach aluf. I'll cut it all out before anything. No. In the ground is kilayim. Sheinu osas elo shalosh shalim. It only the seeds remain there for 3 years. That's considered zuria kilay zuria. In situations where it's clear that it's damaging to what's there, you have tfua that safiche isatis started growing. It's a type of weed that ruins the plants. Or a place of the threshing floor, which you want it to be smooth. You don't want anything else to be growing there. And some types of things started growing there, you know you're going to rip them out. You know it's not good for the situation. Or fenugreek, tiltan, that other grasses started growing in the tiltan, also that's damaging. In all these cases, you don't have to rip out the other thing immediately because we know you're going to. It's bad for the situation. You don't have to. If you weeded and you started taking it out, so now you've already been megalodas, you started, then you can't leave anything in there. Can't leave anything in there once you started. Okay, we'll talk more about this last line because this comes up in Baba Kama. Maybe we'll leave that for now and we'll pick up with that next time.